From the University of California at Davis, this is NewsWatch.
I'm going to shove this gun into her, and if I'm fortunate and I'm thinking, she's going to eat my elbow. And then as I come forward, I'm going to remove that firearm with my body.
The UC Davis Police Department is making an all-out effort to help students, staff, and faculty survive a shooting incident.
We believe this training is very effective. In the past, we've trained our officers how to respond to an active shooter, but we've somewhat neglected the community as to what their role or what their response should be.
Carmichael says a shooting incident is among the top five hazards identified for UC Davis, and the campus community must be ready to respond.
You may be required to render first aid to a peer. You may need to overpower the suspect. You may need to help evacuate your building. And that's part of our presentation. We want to encourage people to pre-plan and think about what they're going to do.
The training includes a 911 call made from the school library during the 1999 massacre at Columbine High School in Colorado. Carmichael says the training is all about reducing risk. He says remember these things: escape, take cover and hide, make your body a smaller target. Also, if there is no way to avoid being in the line of fire, recognize opportunities to seize a weapon or overpower a shooter. Graduate student Justin Beller says the training got him to think.
I think just getting me to start to think what I would do in case such a scenario happened to fall upon me.
Reporting from UC Davis, I'm Paul Fotenauer.
For more information, please log on to broadcast.ucdavis.edu.